Did you know the benefits of nature's most powerful superfood are universal and always available no matter what your age? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a nutritional supplement I recommend and use that's clinically proven to maintain optimal immune function, eliminate harmful pathogens and fight infection, and cleanse and prevent the absorption of toxins. It's Colostrum LD from Sovereign Laboratories. Adding Colostrum LD daily to your diet provides the essential nutrition needed to maintain optimal health. With Sovereign's proprietary enhanced delivery system, Colostrum LD is the most effective colostrum available. Colostrum LD has wide-ranging health benefits at every stage of life. To order, just go to SovereignLaboratories.com. That's SovereignLaboratories.com. If you're a first-time customer, you can get a full 5-day supply for free. Just go to SovereignLaboratories.com for Colostrum LD. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We're talking about hypertension, which is a big problem, and it affects, amazingly, the majority of over 50s. And the likelihood of developing hypertension in your lifetime is an astonishing near 90%. So it is a ubiquitous problem, and we'd prefer natural solutions. We're talking to Jim Lavelle. Jim is a registered pharmacist and a certified clinical nutritionist. He's been in this field for a number of years as an educator and an innovator. And and by the way, you lecture about this stuff to, I just spoke to one of our mutual colleagues, Dr. Lindsay Berkson, and mm-hmm. She said she shared a podium with you down in Florida at the A4M meeting.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
I just did a podcast with her, and I said, I got to go now because I'm going to be interviewing Jim Lavelle. And she said, oh, send him my regards. So I'm sending you her regards.
Right. Yeah. Very nice.
Yeah. Jim, you know, you mentioned other companion nutrients. So obviously, there's aged garlic extract. And we have to talk dosage, but we also have to talk cofactors. Now, interestingly, I see here, you know, I'm looking at the range of products that Wakanaga makes using aged garlic extract. There's a Kyolic Blood Pressure Health product, which is it's Formula 109.
Right.
And it's got the aged garlic extract, but it's got some other cofactors, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Well, there's not natokinase in it, which, in particular, natokinase is great at making your blood less sticky. Mm-hmm. And so it helps with...
Because high blood pressure doesn't kill you, but strokes kill you. It's the consequence of the high blood. So obviously, right?
Right. Exactly. So you want to avoid having your blood thicken up and throw an embolism, right? So the natokinase is great at keeping your blood your blood from getting too sticky, the formation of vulnerable plaque, and then there is some evidence that natokinase helps with that remodeling of the inner lining of the blood vessel as well, so that mm-hmm. you have a more pliable mm-hmm. blood vessel. Because in the end, what I always try to get people to understand is, if you think of a garden hose, our blood vessels are kind of like a brand new garden hose you get, that it's real pliable and flexible. And then what you do is you leave it out in the yard, right? The sun beats on it, and before you know it, you try to wind that hose up back on the reel, and it doesn't want to go the way you want it to, or it has a kink in it, and you got to push-pull on it in order to get it to squirt the water because it's kinked. Our blood, that's oxidative damage, right? The sunlight damaged that hose. In our case, the rate of rusting or oxidative damage, when people hear the term oxidative damage, you can think of the rate of rusting going on inside your blood vessel. You're trying to rebuild that. And so that's where the natokinase comes in and kind of softens and helps remodel that mm-hmm. blood vessel. And then, of course, aged garlic extract that's in combination with it. The aged garlic has got, mounds of studies showing that it helps with reducing oxidative damage, improving a molecule called adiponectin, which is a marker for oxidative mm-hmm. damage, along with the fact that, it has these positive effects on reducing oxidized LDL cholesterol, which of course is a big trigger for developing plaque. So as much as an 80% reduction in oxidized cholesterol when you take aged garlic extract.
Yeah,
so these are nice
that's key. I mean, it's regardless of whether it lowers cholesterol, I think there's studies pro and con on that. Lowering the oxidized cholesterol is important. But I wanted to ask you in regard to natokinase and also to some extent in regard to garlic. You know, a lot of people with high blood pressure, they're taking aspirin or they're taking more potent prescription blood thinners. And I'm not of this mind. I think that natokinase actually can be used judiciously even concurrently with a blood thinner, but is there a yellow flag or a red flag around that combination? You're the pharmacist, and you know about drug nutrient interactions,
right? Well, so the one thing I could be comfortable with is that taking aged garlic, if you're on a blood thinning medication, so you're on Coumadin or you're on any of the others, Xarelto, any of the other agents,
Plavix,
you name it, right? Yep. Any of that category. Aged garlic extract in and of itself has been shown not to affect INR times or blood clotting times. That's positive. Now, natokinase. I'd say it's a yellow flag with caution because it's listed that way in the indication on the blood pressure health product that natokinase may influence your blood clotting time. So,
but it doesn't work on platelets. It works on fibrinogen, in my opinion.
I'm in agreement with you.
Yeah.
I'm just saying the way they have it listed to be official. But in my professional opinion, because it's working on fibrinogen, I'm not worried about that.
Okay.
Right? Because if I'm just keeping that fibrinogen down, I'm in great shape. And aged, that's one of aged garlic's, main mechanisms as well. Is that it actually is limiting fibrinogen. So
to be clear, I mean, if you swallowed a bottle of natokinase, you wouldn't hemorrhage to death. I mean, it's not like a potent blood thinner in and of itself. It works on a slightly different pathway. And,
exactly.
So, I mean, look, I think it's a judgment call. I think that, we want responsible, medical professionals, health professionals with knowledge of these interactions to guide your choices. That's one of the reasons why I value my medical degree, because I know, a little bit about these medications now.
Yeah.
And, can bring that to the fore when people ask me these questions. But it's reassuring to hear that aged garlic extract is not contraindicated, because there's a lot of people on blood thinners, especially the people who have high blood pressure sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And I've yet to have a problem with aged garlic and literally 25 years of utilizing it, even in our databases. When we write our databases that are for medical healthcare professionals, we specifically indicate, because of the studies that were done on aged garlic extract, that there is no need for concern in terms of any kind of interaction with blood thinning medications, which is in direct contrast to other garlic supplements.
Right.
Supplements, you do have to put that warning on.
Yep, absolutely.
So this is the only garlic supplement that you don't need to. And I think for the dosage of the natokinase that's present in the blood pressure formula, I'm very comfortable recommending it to people.
It's pretty low. So another ingredient, theanine. And what's up with that? Why include that in a blood pressure health formula 109?
Well, it's interesting. Theanine has this great effect on stress. And what it does is it blocks excessive sympathetic stimulus in your brain. So we talked about the fight or flight response or the white tiger syndrome earlier in our discussion. And so theanine is there to help keep your nervous system from going to excessive sympathetic stress so that your body does not, go into fight or flight quite so easily. And when you don't go into fight or flight quite so easily, guess what's going to happen? Those blood vessels are going to relax. So theanine is a great way to antagonize what's called the glutamatergic nervous system in your brain, which is one of the excitatory nervous systems in your brain. And therefore it helps you to be calm. So a great thing to practice with your deep breathing 3 to 4 minutes a day. If you've got any of the new watches out there now have a function where, you can hit it, you can activate your, hey, time to take a breath.
Right.
So I recommend that for people on their wearable devices. Hey, remind yourself to breathe deep for 4 minutes twice a day.
Absolutely, and get up and move around, because sitting's the new smoking, they say. So
Don't stare at it. Exactly.
So we've got chiolic blood pressure health, which is Formula 109. And what about achieving the recommended dosage? Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, you know, fine, I'll take one a day. Is that enough?
Yeah, one a day is not going to be enough. What you can do with Formula 109, I like it when people do at least two per day. If they can get to 1,000 milligrams of garlic a day, this is just my personal recommendation. Mm-hmm. I like when people can get at that 1,200 milligrams. Yeah, I like the 1,000 to 1,200 milligram mm-hmm. number. If you're dealing with, hey, I've got a little bit of blood pressure issue. Now, when you look at the studies that were done in Australia, and a few of the studies, because they looked at the hypertensive formula, you know, the blood pressure formula that worked really nicely. They also did basically the equivalent of the reserve in 2,400 milligrams a day. So, mm-hmm. you know, 1,200 to 24 milligrams a day of aged garlic extract. If you're going to use the blood pressure formula, the blood pressure health formula, then, you know, I would suggest they do three a day because they get to that 1,200 milligram right. dose.
And the 2,400, I think, was the dosage used in some of these regression studies that Matthew Booth right. was involved with, where the plaque stabilized and there was regression of plaque. I think, so that means if you use a different formula, that's the reserve, which I like to use for people with just pure cardiovascular issues. They have high plaque scores. Those are the people who get the reserve, and I usually suggest two twice daily. I don't have any issues, but I take reserve one twice daily for prevention. And, you know, I just got my EBT heart scan and zero plaque. I don't know whether to attribute it to the chiolic entirely, but something's working.
You've exercised a couple times in your life, right?
Once or twice. I didn't like it, so I kind of gave that up.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, just, so, you know, you build up a sweat, and, you know, it's like, eh.
Why do that?
Yeah, right.
I think it's so important that I'm with you. I like taking, I take 1,200 milligrams of aged garlic extract a day. I think it's a great preventative. The studies are just so replete on how it benefits your cardiovascular system. And I think it's something people can take every day. You don't get the odor because it's aged. It takes out all the volatile oils that are in garlic. It tends to give you the stinking rose effect.
Yeah.
And so by aging it, you get the volatile compounds out, more water soluble and beneficial compounds get developed. And when you take it, therefore, you don't mm-hmm. get the noted, you know, stench.
I don't have that at all. I don't have that at all. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Garlic products, I mean, you do get. I mean, you exude it. If it doesn't come out in your breath, you can actually sometimes smell it on your skin. It's very strange.
Exactly.
So let's talk companion nutrients, because this is not, unfortunately, just a one-stop shop for all your hypertension needs. It's got a lot of the things you want. You want, the aged garlic extract. You get the nitrokinase. You get the sun-theanine, but other companion nutrients for high blood pressure. Can you name some?
Well, of course. I mean, I really like making sure people get enough magnesium in their diet. Problem is most people don't eat enough vegetables, green leafy vegetables in the course of their day to get enough magnesium. And that's even if there's enough magnesium in those vegetables to begin with, right? There's such variability in the quality of food. So I think magnesium is incredibly important when you look at, what is the mineral that's responsible for relaxation of your blood vessels? It's magnesium. So I think.
What's your favorite form of magnesium for hypertension?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. If somebody is really anxious and nervous and agitated, I've actually been using magnesium 3-N-8.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The brand name I'm using is Cogumin, which is said to be, the more bioavailable form of magnesium for the brain, across the blood-brain barrier. It's said to, anyway. So it's the...
And I think the evidence is pretty good that the 3-N-8 is pretty good for that. If I'm just trying to build up tissue levels...
I'm sorry, it's not cogumin. That's the curcumin that works across the blood-brain barrier. It's called Protosorb Magnesium is the product that I use.
Right. And so I think that is... The 3-N-8s are great. I really like, if I just have to build tissue levels of magnesium up, I like magnesium glycinate. Mm-hmm. And if somebody has some arrhythmias or, any kind of, a little bit of blood pressure issues, the taurate is very nice. Mm-hmm. So I, you know, so taurates, glycinates, threonates, basically they're amino acid chelate forms mm-hmm. of magnesium. The malate's good too. But in general, I try to get people to do it by body weight. So, because people usually have such deficient amounts of magnesium, I start them out at 7.5 milligrams per kilogram. So basically, mm-hmm. okay. you know, to make it simple, even though it's a little more than that, if you're out there and,
that's
and you're
elemental magnesium, the amount of
elemental magnesium, right? That's elemental magnesium. So if I'm a 220-pound guy, that's 100 kilos. That means I need to take, if I'm exercising a lot, I take 10 milligrams per kilo. If I'm a just moderate or, you know, relatively inactive, I'm not exercising every day.
That's 1,000
of magnesium. 1,000 milligrams elemental if you're training, you know, like a lot of people these days are training 6 days a week.
Yeah, yeah.
An hour a day, minimum. And that's 10 milligrams per kilogram.
That's very interesting, because that's a lot higher than you would get by taking one or two chelated magnesium pills a day.
Yeah, you got to take more like 5 or 6.
Yeah, I found a sweetened magnesium powder. It's not sweetened with sugar; it's sweetened with stevia. That's very nice. There's several of those products.
I use one of them. Those are really good.
Yeah, because it tastes good and it encourages me to hydrate. And I put it in the water bottle when I'm in a spin class. And by the end of the spin class, I just down in 16 ounces of hydration. Stay ahead of the sweat, but. I do believe that I'm losing a lot of magnesium with all that exertion in the hot weather.
Well, the evidence would say that you are. I mean, right? It's the number one nutrient that's associated with performance and non-contact injury. When you look for athletes, people that are training all the time, 50% of injuries in non-contact injuries are thought to be due to imbalances in nutrition mm-hmm. and electrolytes being one of the more important ones. And if you're relatively inactive, I ramp that down to 7.5 milligrams per kilogram. And then at the minimum, when they did studies, say, in obese people, and they gave them 500 milligrams of elemental magnesium per day, some 60 epigenetic markers change to reduce inflammation and improve blood sugar regulation. Right. So I try to get most people to get a minimum of 500 milligrams of elemental magnesium a day. And that's going to really help your blood pressure because it's so critical and how your blood vessels are able to relax.
What if you want to economize and, you know, you go to one of these, discount places and get magnesium oxide or magnesium citrate? What's your take on that?
Well, the problem with the oxide is it's not all that well, absorbed. It just doesn't do that good a job. And the problem with magnesium citrate is that it's usually more irritative to your belly. So people mm-hmm. can tend towards getting diarrhea quicker, or getting cramps or just kind of GI distress if they're using citrate. It's why I really like glycinates, taurates, and threonates. Yep. And the threonates in particular, if people, you know, they're perseverating at night. Hey, I can't go down at night. It takes me an hour to sleep. Mm-hmm. They get to sleep. Man, it takes a magnesium 3 and 8 at night. And so many people that I've told that to just go, man, that's amazing. That really helps.
I'm using that in all my anxiety patients these days. So it really does help. Okay. CoQ10. Do we have any evidence that CoQ10 has an influence on blood pressure?
Yeah. CoQ10 is powerful. And actually, when you look at not just Folker's work, but, people that came after him, blood pressure and CoQ10, now once again, you can either dose it by blood levels, or what I tell people to do is get a high absorption CoQ10. So crystalline free CoQ10 is good. Lipid dispersed CoQ10 can improve it get into your body better as well. But I get people to do 300 milligrams a day if I'm trying to affect their blood pressure, especially if they're already on medications. Mm-hmm. So if they're on medications that are depleting
statins,
CoQ10.
For example. Yeah, a lot of people with high blood pressure on statins.
Statins and then hydrochlorothiazide, which is a common medication for blood pressure.
I didn't know those, that. Yeah. That's where your pharmacy knowledge comes in handy. Yeah.
I think the whole area of many of the drugs that are out there deplete CoQ10. So I think it's a problem, a beta blockers deplete CoQ10. Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, people use them all the time.
Jim, are you a fan of the nitric oxide support nutrients? You know, arginine and citrulline, or some of those their drinks, their beet extract powders or
sure.
spinach extract
sure.
powders that deliver right. Nitrates, dietary nitrates.
You know, I'm a fan. I mean, I know the work, University of Texas's work on the beet extracts and spinach extracts. And I think there's no doubt about it that we lose nitric oxide as we're aging. I think they've done a tremendous job elucidating all that. And I think that it makes sense that it plays a role in the ability of our vessels to vasodilate. I think that clinical evidence so far on blood pressure lowering, it hasn't been as interesting as I would have liked it to have been, mm-hmm. but I really believe in the strength of nitric oxide and the need for high nitrite vegetables that are donating the nitrogen needed to be able to improve our nitric oxide system, because once you become insulin resistant, you deplete your nitric oxide pools really quick. It's mm-hmm. one of the reasons that people that are insulin resistant end up with erectile dysfunction if you're a man, mm-hmm. Because you lose your nitric oxide capacity. Mm-hmm. And so I think it has tremendous value. I still think it's a little early on the actual value directly in hypertension, but I think it's a co-player.
Jim, I'm going to chime in with one of our natural solutions for high blood pressure. It's actually a sponsor, so full disclosure, but I really believe in this product. It's a device. It's the Zona Plus, and people who use this, it's a hand grip device. And there's something about like a structured program of hand grip that is computer guided that has been shown. And this has actually been well vetted in scientific studies that it actually can
right.
help. It's a feedback mechanism that tends to cause your blood vessels to dilate. And, you got to use it on a regular basis, but 10, 12 minutes a day of use. Has been documented to lower blood pressure. So I always recommend that to our patients as part, we're talking about diet, we're talking about weight loss, we're talking about exercise, we're talking about stress reduction, and certainly supplements. Sleep is a factor, of course. Make sure your patients don't have sleep apnea, because that raises blood pressure.
Absolutely.
That's very important. Patients who snore or are exhausted in the morning, check them out for sleep apnea, because that will raise your blood pressure. So
absolutely.
All these are important.
Yeah, and I love that device. I know of that device. And, I think that we're just starting to understand that there's a lot of ways that you can influence those blood vessels, right? One of the things I make people do is get the app, Inner Balance, which is just Inner Balance by Heart Math, which is teaching mm-hmm. them how to breathe, rhythmically again.
Wonderful.
Because as we get under stress, our rib cage doesn't expand, our lungs are more shallow, and just trying to get them to do that. And once again, just like, there's a lot of data on it that, hey, you do this and blood pressures get better. And I think that it's so important that people understand you have to work at maintaining these biometric parameters, keeping your body fat down, keeping the blood vessels healthy, keeping that resting heart rate down. It's one of the big things I do with people too, is I want them checking their resting heart rate. I want to know if when they exercise, if they're dropping, 12 beats a minute or at least, 1 or 2 minutes post-exercise. It's really, I think, important that you engage in finding out how your body is functioning. And hypertension is one of the key areas that you can really make a big impact in.
Absolutely. Jim, always so informative, our conversations with Jim LaValle. Always we get new precious nuggets of information. What's today's Intelligent Medicine call to action? First of all, where can people get more information about Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract Blood Pressure Health Formula 109?
Yeah, the first thing is they can go to the Kyolic website. And actually, if they go to the Kyolic website, they actually have a 1-800 number that you can call and you can get samples. So, Kyolic.com is a great place to get more information. And find out about it. It's real simple. KYOLIC.com.
And I actually have, I'm on that website right now, but their number for information and that offer for free samples is 800-421-2998. That's 800-421-2998. And, you better believe that, these products are distributed nationwide, so you can go to your natural health retailer anywhere in the country and obtain these products. So thanks very much for joining us, and all the best to you.
Oh, it's great. Thanks a lot for having me. Always a pleasure.
Until next time. I'm sure we'll revisit with you soon, and I'm sure there's more topics that we need to delve into. Thanks, Jim, for joining us. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. For decades, I've been preaching about the importance of a regimen of basic supplements that everyone should consider part of their daily health routine. So I came up with an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the intelligent medicine lifestyle. The very same supplements I take myself and prescribe for my patients. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com and check out my Intelligent Medicine Starter Kit. It's a short list of the basic supplements that I recommend as a starting point for those looking to take control of their health. They're the essential elements of a basic program that everyone could benefit from. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com.